This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. European cyber insurance startup Stoic raises $10.7 million and expands to Germany, by Romain D.A. French startup Stoic offers a cyber insurance product to small and medium companies, a bit like Coalition in the U.S., and things have been working well in France, so the company just announced that it plans to expand to Germany as its second country, with Franziska Geier heading the team there. The company also raised another $10.7 million, 10 million euros, to help with this market expansion. Munich Re Ventures, the corporate venture fund of the insurance giant, is leading the round, with Opera Tech Ventures also participating. Existing investors Andreessen Horowitz and Alvin are putting more money in the company as well. Stoic focuses specifically on SMEs, as small companies are quite vulnerable when it comes to cyber attacks, such as ransomware. It provides a hotline that customers can contact whenever they are facing a cyber incident. The company can compensate for loss of revenue, gross operating margin during an incident. It can also provide third-party liability in case of a data breach claim. There's a bit of active monitoring as well, as Stoic monitors DNS records and scans online databases for password leaks associated with this domain name. Like Riot, Stoic has also created a cybersecurity awareness program for employees with phishing simulations and tutorials. So far, 2,000 companies have signed up to Stoic. The company doesn't sell its insurance product on its website anymore. Instead, it works with third-party insurance brokers. Around 1,500 brokers offer Stoic products to their clients.
To hear everything you need to know about the week's top stories in tech from the people who wrote them, check out the TechCrunch podcast, hosted by me, TechCrunch Managing Editor Daryl Etherington. Each week, we go in-depth on two or three of the week's top stories from in and around the startup ecosystem, and I'll be joined by the TechCrunch experts who covered them. They tell us why the news is so important and what they think matters most to you, our listeners, whether you're just interested in tech or that's where you make your living. New episodes drop every Saturday morning, so be sure to subscribe to the TechCrunch podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.